What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am your host, Nina Perez, and we are here to discuss life topics to challenge and transform your thinking. Let's do this. So one of the greatest things I love to do about this show is that I get to meet people from all over the world to come here and tell you more about themselves, to help you get unstuck, give you tips and tools and ways of you just moving forward and also seeing what everybody is doing all over the world, all over the place. So his name, the person I have here today, is Harsha Dhawale, and I hope I said that right. He's a public and motivational speaker. He's a hotelier. He's a real estate developer, an entrepreneur, a politician, a prominent youth icon. He's one of the youngest directors in Uttarakhand, I think I said that right, in 2017. He's highly accomplished in working with different people to create effective financial strategies focused on achieving organizational goals. And he really likes to impact people's lives. So I have him on my show. He's in India. So I cannot believe I'm talking to someone in India. So much fun. You're like the second or third person I have spoken to in India. I also had a few people from like Africa. And I'm all over the world now. So this is, it's really fun. Harsha, thank you so much for being here. How are you today?
It's my pleasure. First of all, Nina, it's really my pleasure to being on your show. And I feel very delighted here on your show. And thank you so much for inviting me. And it's really an honor for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. I mean, I was reading your resume. It's like 20 pages long. It's like, he's so young. How does he do so much? So I wanted you to tell our audience a little bit more about yourself, because one of the things that I liked about reading your resume, and as long as you are, is that you are definitely a go-getter. You are somebody who definitely likes to get things done. I was reading it and I'm like, he's a director of this and a director of this and a director of that. And of this. And I'm like, wow, you have a lot going on. So before we get into all of that, I really do want to know a little bit more about you, Harsha. So please tell us a little bit about who you are.
Yes, so let's make it in a short. So I'm the director and CEO at Clarissa Group. I'm a real estate developer. I am a politician. I'm a hotelier. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a public and motivational speaker. I'm an influencer and I am an MBA gold medalist and a lot more. So apart from that, I have done my graduation in hospitality and hotel administration with a rank holder. And I've done my master's in business administration from IILM with a gold medal. And I have done my specialization in digital marketing and entrepreneurship from Lapland University, Finland, and I am Bangalore. And apart from that, now I am also learning law. So in next 2 years, I will also become a lawyer.
Of course. Why not? It's not like you have enough on your plate right now. That's amazing. Okay, so I want you to take me on this journey, right? Because was school something that you've always enjoyed as a child, or did something occur in your life that made you want to like better yourself? Like, tell me a little bit about who you were as a child and growing up.
As a child, I was not exactly what I am today because I never in my life believed that I would be here and sitting with the people like you who would be taking the interviews. It just like a memory for me. I can just cherish it all over my life, what life I'm living now. Because as a child, I was quite bullied, or I was being quite in a that mode where the people used to always take me as an underdog, which a person who cannot do anything. So I was not into anything extraordinary. I was just a mediocre student who loves to play cricket and I love to do a lot of things, and always had a very casual going approach in my life. Yes, I will do my high school, then I will do my engineering, then I will settle in one of my NMCs or something like that, and it was just like that. And but if you see, my family was from a business background, so they never did anything like job or something like that. So from there, I indulge in myself that I also want to become an entrepreneur, and why cannot I be? So suddenly my family shifted their business from a real estate business to an hospitality sector. So they opened their first resort, that is the hotel, in Jim Corbett National Park, Uttarakhand, which is the world's second largest wildlife sanctuary. So I mean, that was amazing for me, because suddenly my destiny shifted from becoming an engineer to becoming an hotelier. So I have to leave all those studies behind and then focus on hospitality industry, which was totally new for me and absolutely a new journey. So that was where my journey began. And previously I was not at all a public or a motivational speaker. I used to feel very afraid when I used to go on the stage, or sometimes I used to leave some posts because in a fear that if they will call me on the stage, then people will laugh on me. Or I was so nervous. So that was my condition. So right. It took me a lot of time and courage, and here the journey began after so long. So it's all the destiny which has taken me a whole turnaround.
It has taken you a whole turnaround, right? I mean, who's laughing now, right? Nobody's laughing now. But you know, I love that you turned that around. I love that you, you know, even though you were being bullied in school and stuff, you could have went a different direction, and instead you decided to, you know, focus on what it is that, you know, was school and your family business and all of that. It was also very nice to hear that your family also were already entrepreneurs. They already thought that way, right? So it helped develop your mindset to keep, you know, being an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is not an easy thing always, right? I mean, it's a lot of hard work. And in, you know, but you're still like, you're so, you seem like you really love school now. I mean, I think now you're going to school for being a lawyer, so you're going to be in school for some time. All of that kind of does wrap in together though, doesn't it? Because being a hotelier and into real estate and politician and all of that, you know, learning the law can be very helpful, right? So that's a good thing. Right? So do you find that all comes together?
Yes, initially I thought I would do PhD because of course I have done my master's. So there were two choices, because I always believe that a person should study lifelong. So that was my aim, and I am quite young. So I thought that whether I should do PhD or should I go into law, then I thought that going into law would be a much better decision in my life, because that will help in my business. And law is one thing I think every person should know. So doing law is a much better thing for corporates, for everything. So law has always helped me. Yes, that is the right decision.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said you're doing public and motivational speaking. So obviously you have a long resume and a lot of things going on. What is it that the motivational part of your speaking about? What are you speaking about when you are talking as a motivational speaker?
Actually, there are 2-3 topics which I have chosen, and I have took motivational speaking or public speaking just 2 to 3 years back, because I actually faced all those things like societal pressures, those mental harassments, all those traumas kind of a thing. and what all just gamed me and how my family supported me like a pillar and how I came out of that. So that is basically a journey of a mediocre student or a journey of a mediocre boy to becoming a millionaire. So that is the journey. Because if you become a youngest millionaire, everybody has a mindset that it is just because of his parents or something like that, but that is not actually true. There are some things which you actually do it, you have to do it, and you have to do undergo some processes, undergo some pain, some hardships, some lot of studies and all. So you have to understand that everything is not a spoon feed for you. You have to also do a lot of hard work if you want to achieve, even if it's your own business. The second thing what I taught was recently what happened in the pandemic, because my father was in the ICU for 30 days and actually it took us 60 days to get him out of the hospital because he was just on a dying bed. So that struggle was a life-changing for me, because when you are young, you always think that you have your father behind who is standing, who is supporting. And suddenly when you see him in that condition, what your mental pressure is, because you are hardly 23, 24 years old. You do not have any support other than your mother or your small sister or your younger sister. So how you have to gain that courage, you have to get him the bed, you have to get him the oxygen, you have to get him the injections. And being in India, of course, there is a lot of population, there is a scarcity of the hospitals, there is a scarcity of all the medicines and all. So apart from having all those resources, having the money, everything, but you're not getting a bed. And that is something very strange, because you are in a position that you should be given a first priority of the bed, but that is not actually true. So that was the one or the two things I usually discuss. And in fact, I also give motivational speeches to all those who are doing young startups, because they usually go into depression or they start leaving their startups. They do not know how to start it. They do not have any motivation how to do it, they get bored. So I usually tell them that what is the right way of doing it. Have patience, be more focused, do hard work, and just devote more time to it. That is the one of the most key points which I focuses on.
So let's go back for a second. So how is your dad now? Is he okay?
Yes, it's been 2 months. He's back. He's touch wood. He's fit and fine now. And okay, it's just a God grace. So he's back now. So I'm quite happy with it.
Good. I'm very glad too, because this pandemic has been hard on a lot of people, and not just attacking people physically, financially as well. I mean, you're in the hotel industry, right? This must have hit your business pretty hard. How did you maneuver that, or did it affect you in that area there in India with the hotels and all of that?
Initially, I joined the company full time in 2020 as a CEO. Otherwise, I was a director, but at that moment of time, I was studying. So suddenly it was hardly 6 months when actually lockdown happened in India. It was initially a quite shock for me, because it was never happened before, and we had a lot of plans. I had got a lot of enthusiasm in myself that I will bring this, I will bring that, because I was waiting for quite long. And because I was quite eager, and my parents were quite strict in it that before you complete your studies, you cannot enter the company. You have to first complete your studies, you have to do your master's and then enter the company. So I waited quite long for this moment of time, and then suddenly pandemic happened. Initially 2 months, I was quite depressed. I did not know what to do, what not to do. I got a lot of things, a lot of mind going hampering around. Then actually I took it as a, you know, in a positive way. I developed my resort 100% electronic. So now what it meant, I developed a first resort in whole India, which came up with a web check-in technology which no other hotel actually gave. So now you would be saying what it is exactly all about. So like you have seen in, if you go in flights, you have a web check-in way before you go to the airport, you can just book your seats. If you go to any cinema to watch a movie, you can book your seats. But if you go to hotels, you have never seen that before. You have to go to a reception, or you have to go to a front office. You have to take your keys and then go back to your room. So that is a quite lengthy process. I have cut short this process in a one website. You have to just upload all your credentials. You have to just select your room just in a one click on your mobile phone or a smartphone, and you have been entered in your room. And apart from that, if you see, that has reduced the customer touch point with our employees. So that is one big thing and one big achievement for a place where our hotel is, because our hotel is just next to the jungle where it is a remote location. So it is very tough for us to communicate with the people. Secondly, what we did, we came up with electronic menu, that is called digital menu, what I suppose. So if you have to order anything, you have the whole menu. You have to just scan a QR code, the whole menu is on your mobile phone, you can order it and the food is in your room. Or even, in fact, you can book all your seats prior in the restaurant. You do not have to do any waiting. So that is also the best thing what we do. The second most thing what the people are getting, if you see, when we exchange the currency, there is a lot of chances of getting infected. Or when we do a card payment, there is a lot of chances that the people might get affected. So we made it a QR code for payments that will give your bank a UPI ID. So directly you scan it and pay it directly to the bank. You do not have to touch anywhere, and you can check out easily. So that what technology I developed in this 6 months, and I think that gave us a quite good benefit, a boom, because the people were quite eager to know what exactly it is. So this was the one big thing. And the last thing was that due to the international travel has been more or less restricted, the domestic tourism has given a lot of boom. So I think so, if people take it in a positive way, then of course the tourism industry in India has been in a more boom as compared to before pandemic, because now people can travel only domestically and not internationally.
Wow, that's really great. And that's a great, that was like really inventive and a great way to look at something that can be so negative and try to turn a positive on it, right? So, and I'm happy about that. I'm also happy about your dad, you know, being in a better place. That's all good things. So do you find that you're turning a corner now, or do you find like everything's shutting down again? Like how is everything going in India and with your industry and all of that?
See, it is just what the people's perspective is. What I think is that this is the time to invest. If you want to penetrate in this industry like hospitality, I think so this is the best time, because all the hotels which are not able to run, the big companies are taking over them and they can penetrate very easily. So I think so, if people take it in a positive way, if the people have a deep pocket and they really want to enter into this industry like aviation or in hospitality sector, then definitely this is the chance to get into it. And I think so, there will be a big boom in coming 12 months. So every industry is looking for the betterment in the next coming years.
Yeah, I actually agree with that. I think that it is a good time to get in on the ground. And it's also, I also am like you, it is perspective. It is how you see things. I see things moving forward. I think it was a good pause for the world to just pause for a second, right? And just see what maybe they need to reframe their mind around and how they need to look at things differently. Because, you know, what is this? Scarcity is the mother of invention, right? So you were able to invent this whole thing with the check-in process because of what happened. Otherwise, it would have probably never come to you so quickly, right? So is this a thought or a technology or something that you're sharing with other people in the hotel industry, that technology that you have with the checking in?
See, it is not any patented or something like that. Now, of course, this is one of the most common thing or the common technology which everybody can invent. It was just that who invented first, who used that brain to do it.
Right.
So now, so it is nothing. It is just cloud-based work, which we actually did it. We used the technology, we exploited that, and we created something. So now I think so every one or the two things, they are doing it. But the thing was who made it first. So that is the race. And I think so anything which is good for the people, which is good for the public, and which is good for the safety of the people, I am never in a frame of mind to hide from the people. If it's benefiting to you, I think so we should absolutely spread it in the world, and they should adopt it.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, it's collaboration, not competition, right? I mean, it's, you know, I know that we're, you know, when you're in the hotel business and stuff, it is a little bit about competition. But at the end of the day, we're in a place of a pandemic where now we're all in this together, right? You're in India, I'm in the US, but we're still all in it together because we're all being affected, right? One way or another, yes. Whether it's our jobs, our businesses, our thought process, mental health, all of that is a big thing. So, and it doesn't matter where in the world you are.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right in that way. So if you want to survive, you have to hold others' hand and make them survive too.
Yes, I agree. And hold others' hand, but be careful. Make sure you wash your hands.
You have to use a sanitizer.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so funny. Okay. So now we have a little bit of history of who you are and like all you're doing right now and the things that you're inventing. You're going to be a lawyer. You blow my mind. You have so many things going on. What do you want to do? Like, what do you actually, because it sounds to me like you're somebody who is constantly growing, pushing yourself and reinventing yourself and pushing and reinventing yourself. And that's a beautiful thing, right? You were one of the youngest, entrepreneurs, right? CEO and entrepreneurs, yes. Right? So obviously you like to reach goals and milestones. So what is it that you want to go for next? Is there something else besides the legalities that, you know, going in for law? Is there anything that you're trying to reach?
First of all, I'm taking my company Pan India, and then I have aim to take my company to abroad itself. So that is my first goal. Okay. Secondly, we have also entered into a real estate developers. So my company is not only into hospitality. So now they are making high-end villas and homes for the people who are looking for their second homes. So we are into real estate as well. Secondly, if you talk about my personal aim, I want to be in the Forbes list. So in next 10 coming years, I want to be in the Forbes list. So that is what my aim is apart from my company's goal. So if I do not have a big dream, then I can never achieve it. So that what is my whole idea of living the life. If I won't dream big ever, then I can never achieve it. And I am never afraid of failures. So I have accepted the failures in a lot of good manner. So I think so that if I accept it and I still from now only I start developing myself in a better way, in a better human being, in next coming 10 years, I can be in the Forbes list.
Yeah, you know, I believe that too, actually, Harshal, because you have that kind of attitude and mindset, which is very necessary to get through a lot of things. And, you know, when you are somebody who's an entrepreneur or even a professional, somebody who's working in the business, you have to have a certain type of mindset, right? That you're going to fail. And it is I love failure, actually. I think failure is fantastic because you learn. You learn a lot through your failures. That's your biggest teacher in life, right? Is to fail. And so, yeah, I think that's super important. I think it's also what you said, you know, if I don't dream big, I'm not going to hit it, or I'm not going to, you know, if you don't dream big, what are you aiming for? Right. And I think that everybody's dream big is different. Of course, everybody's dreaming different things, but I think you're right. I think you have to sometimes level your mind beyond yourself, beyond what you think you can do, so that you can push yourself a little bit forward. Right.
Absolutely right.
Yeah,
that is quite true, because we have seen that thing, because my parents actually never thought that they will be opening a very small resort, but it was there in their mind that they have to enter into hospitality industry. If they would have never thought about it, or they would have never dreamt about it, they would have not, because they have actually took 6 years to enter into this hospitality industry. So that was a 6 years failure, struggle, whatever we can say. But after 6 years hard work, they have entered into this sector. And so now if I won't dream big about that, their hard work, then I think so. Then there is a big challenge in the future.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be, it talks a lot about though, what your decisions are today affect your tomorrows, right? Because your parents, like you just said, because they got into the hospitality industry, have given you the opportunity also to grow in the industry yourself. So now if you ever decide to have a family or whatever, those people will also benefit right, from what you do, and you will benefit from what you do today. Your choices today will benefit your tomorrow, is what I'm trying to say. Right. Right? Yeah.
Right. Absolutely right.
Great attitude. Great attitude. Great mindset. I will be looking for that Forbes, because I'm sure it's going to be there one day, very soon, I think. And I'm, you know, I'm super proud of you, and I'm proud of what you're doing. I'm glad that you reached out to me. I know that, as you know, I have my bachelor's in hospitality and culinary management as well. It's something that I love. I am a director as well. So I get it. I get the hustle. I get, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I get it. But I'm not going to be a lawyer. Nope. Not going to school for that. Not going to school for that. You got like 20, you got like 25 degrees over me when it comes to that kind of stuff. But I really am excited to see what you're going to be doing, Harshal. I think that you're going to be doing a lot of great things. I love that you touch on topics in your motivational talk about, you know, maybe some struggles and how you get through. And even the young entrepreneurs, there's a lot of young entrepreneurs now. I think there was, at least in the U.S., there was a survey or article or something that came out that said that in 2020, we had more young millionaires in the U.S. than we've ever had in our history, right? So that means that a lot of people are becoming, you know, what you are right now is just a very successful young entrepreneur who wants to get things done. And that's a beautiful thing for our future. We'll be able to see a lot of great things come out of this work. So thank you for all the work that you do. But before I let you go, I really would love for you to, you know, kind of let us know a little bit more about like how we can look at your hotel or find where it is that you're, you know, that your company's at, anything that you do as far as your motivational and public speaking. So like any of your social media handles, things like that. Why don't you share that with us before we go?
Yes, sure. So you can find my hotels at clarissaresortsandhotels.com. So that is the website where you can find our hotels, Pan India. And we are available on every social media platform, like right from Facebook to Instagram to LinkedIn to Twitter and a lot more. And if you talk about me personally, I'm also available on all the platforms. You can approach me very easily and you can just ping me directly, and I will be very glad to help you in whatever ways I can. So it is very easy. I will give you all my handles so you can put it in the links.
Yes, I will. I will. And I will definitely put everything in the show links to make sure that they can reach you with any questions, because the industry is going to come back. It is going to come back. And I think it's going to come back even stronger because people are really like, they're fed up with this COVID. They're fed up with this whole thing. And people are going to want to now, that be think people are thinking now, I've been working so hard, but I really need to spend time with my family. I really need to, you know, enjoy my life. I really need to take vacations. I really need to go do other things besides working day and night, because I think, you know, that's what most of us do, right? We work day and night. We don't think about it. We don't think about our maybe the time that we're not spending with family that we should. At least in the U.S., we are working all the freaking time, right? And I think the pandemic was actually kind of good in some ways, where it taught us that we needed to take a step back, you know, and realize what was important, you know. So I think that you're right. I think if you're going to get into this industry, right now is the time to do it. I agree. So thank you, Harshal, for being here with me on Straight Talk. I'm really proud of you and all the things that you're accomplishing. So this is very exciting. And I appreciate you taking the time from India. I know it's evening for you. It's morning for me. So
thank you so much, Nina. I again said that it is really my honor to be on your show. I was waiting for quite long, and it's really a honor for all of us right here in India to have a beautiful conversation with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's so great. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Make sure that you go ahead and subscribe to our channel. Make sure you link below. I'm going to make sure that I put Harshal's all of his links down below, and the hotel and all of that down there as well. So make sure that you share and like and subscribe and all that great stuff. You know the drill. This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.
Make sure that you visit our website at Straight Talk, No Sugar Added, where you can subscribe to our show on iTunes and Stitcher or anywhere you listen to your podcast or on YouTube, so you'll never miss a show. And while you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply tell a friend about our show, that would be awesome too. If you like this show, you might want to check out our book as well. It's Hit Me With Your Best Shot, How I Overcame a Hard-Hitting Life. I am Nina Perez, and I am here for you. If you are looking for private coaching, make sure that you email me at hello@straighttalknosugaraddit.com. Until next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.